Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go on this Getaway Friday. Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Friday, August the 21st, 2020, 8:21, 2015, coming up on 16 minutes past the hour. And I will be with you for the next five solid hours from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. today. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about. Now, we do have some interesting programming today. Coming up this morning from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m., we'll be joined in studio by 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, who will discuss the acceptance speech by Joe Biden last night at the Democratic National Convention, the last night of that, plus some things going on locally. So Mary Ellen will be with us today from 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. And then at 12 o'clock, we have got, it used to be called the Exchange Club. It's been the Exchange Club for 11 years. Now, I believe, but I'm starting to refer to it more as Mystery Theater, because I really don't know who will show up today at noon. I no longer have any control over that, and I'm going to get into that here in just a moment, because going off the air yesterday, we had kind of a whole kerfluffle, and I don't want to bring it up again, but because we took it up until the time we went off the air, I feel the need to bring it up again here this morning, and we're going to do that momentarily, because there's a few things I want to talk about, and then I want to talk about some things in Old Marion, because we've had a lot of fun doing that. The other day we did barber shops, we've done old restaurants, we've done stores that were downtown, and there are some things, and I want you to be thinking about these things. I want to talk about some old movers and shakers in Marion, like the George Browns, and George Albers, and people of that nature, Oliver Hamilton's, and Trella Romine's, and Madge Cooper's, and people like that, Howard Guthrie's, Bob Mason's. We'll talk about them. They're contributions to Marion, and I also want to talk a little bit about who are those people today? Who are the movers and shakers in Marion today? Also want to talk about where people worked. Where did the most people in Marion work in those days? And also talk about some of the recreational things that went on in Marion, like the Popcorn Festival. We've had over 30 of those now. The Palace Theater, which has been around for a long time. What kind of shows used to be at the Palace? The Marion County Fair, which has been going on for well over 100 years. Things that happened at the fair. Want to talk about some old bowling alleys. You know, bowling alleys used to be very popular in Marion. We had Southland Lanes at one point. We had Buckeye Lanes, we had Star Lanes, we had the Plaza Lanes. There might even be ones I'm not aware of. We'll talk about bowling alleys. I also want to talk about, Doc Brown. There's a mover and a shaker. Doc Brown. Also some old politicians, former politicians, we should say, Jack Kellogg, Don Quaintance. Doc Brown would fit into that category. Things like that today, and then anything else we've talked about. If you've got any new information on restaurants or things of that nature, we can still talk about that. That's a lot of fun. So that's kind of the tenor of things we're going to talk about today as far as Old Marion goes, and I hope you participate on the toll-free line, 740-383-9944. But to start off the morning this morning, I want to go through a few things that we've been talking about here on the air and some that we have not. Now, number one, I still cannot get air for a tire. I don't know. This is a tragedy because I think I brought this up yesterday. Now, my tire is not flat. It just, you know, the new cars, you get a little light going off on the inside that says tires need air. And I can clearly see that the driver's side tire does need a little bit of air. It looks like it's, you know, it's not going flat or anything like that. It just needs a little bit of air. Now, for the last 2 days, I've been trying to get air in this tire. And everywhere I have went, from Duke to BP Is there any Duke anymore? Maybe it's BP now. To Meyer Gas Station. They all have air machines, but they're all out of order. I don't know if it's a conspiracy. I don't know what's going on, but I cannot get air in a tire. Now, does anybody know for sure of a place, now preferably on Route 95 or in that area, where I can get air? Now, for a long time, I used to get air down here at the Certified on Center Street, because I pass by that in the morning coming here to the radio station, but on the way home, I don't pass that, because I just go up Church and then out Mount Vernon Avenue. But if I'm assured today that the air machine is working at Certified on Center Street, I'll just go around the block, and I'll go down Center Street, and I'll stop at Certified, and then I'll just go out 309 to go home today. So does anybody know about the air thing? Because, I want to get air in this tire. I want to be done with it. And then also, somebody told me that Zeus Tire will just put air in your tires for free. Now, is that a real thing? Zeus Tire did a great job fixing a rim problem I was having back in February. So, and it's the same tire, by the way, that's having this rim problem. Maybe the rim broke again. Who knows? But they did a great job with that. Does anybody know about that? If they'll just put the air in and check it. And what would cause, aside from a rim problem or an actual hole in the tire, what would cause this one tire to start to go flat? Because when I had, not start to go flat, just lose air pressure more than the other tires. Because when I had the rim fixed on this back in February at Zeus, it was okay. You know, there were no holes in this thing, but it was losing air because of the rim. So I wonder if it could be a rim problem again. I don't know. If you have any ideas, let me know. Or if you know if Zeus Tire just does that. If you show up, will they just put air in it? Do you remember when air used to be free? I remember when you used to go to a gas station, and there was actually a guy who would come out and offer to put air in your tires, and then that went away. And then there was just an air hose, but it didn't cost anything. It was just constantly running. And if you wanted air, you could get air. Matter of fact, does anybody know where the last free air hose at a gas station was in Marion? I know this because, I've had to get air in tires. And all the other gas stations switched over to charging for air. But there was still one gas station in Marion until the day they closed. I'll give you that hint. They're no longer around. Does anybody know the gas station in Marion that never charged for air until the day they closed? Which I'm trying to think how many years ago that was. It's been a few years now, but not long, long ago. It's not prehistoric times. Does anybody know the last gas station in Marion that did not charge for air? Or does anybody know anything about the Zeus Tire air policy or what could be causing this pressure problem with the one tire? 740-383-9944. I'll take all calls, guesses, whatever you have this morning. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller. Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, Scott. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm great. It's Friday.
Hey, there you go. Hey, on that last station there, last one I can remember was Swifty's up there on Main Street.
You know, Swifty did have free gas for a long time, but right before, and I'm not sure when they switched over to this new, what is it called now? It's not called Swifty anymore.
Oh, I forget. I drive past it every day, but Marathon, I believe.
I was thinking about that too, because I just drove by it the other day and I was trying to think, now wait, what is that called now? But yeah, they did have free air for a long time, but I don't believe they were the last one. I think they were the next to last one. They held out for a long time. I do believe Swifty, though, was the last gas station in Marion where they had somebody come out and pump your gas.
Yeah, that's for sure. There's only one Swifty's left, and I believe that's up in Bucyrus, Ohio. A lot of them were balled out of there.
Now, do you remember, now Swifty used to come out and pump your gas. Do you remember the other gas station in Marion that held out for a long time where they would still come out and pump your gas?
Wow, that's been quite a ways back, probably longer than what I've been driving. I couldn't tell you, Scott.
Well, I tell you, for a long time, Swifty always did it, but the one that I remember, because I lived closer to this one, was the, and I believe it was a certified station, right across the street from Boyd Funeral Home.
Okay, I do remember that, but that was back in my days where we used to ride mini bikes and stuff like that. We used to go with gas cans.
Oh,
well, you're probably right.
Oh, I'll tell you, that's certified there on the corner, right across the street from Boyd Funeral Home, which I believe is still there. They would pump your gas, but it was always a mess because it had two entrances, and one was out onto Main Street, and the other was out on, I can't remember what that side street is called there that Boyd Funeral Home is on. But
Columbia.
And there's a light right there. And there's a light in both directions. There's a light on Main. There's a light on Columbia. And to try to get in and out of there, if they had more than four cars in the lot, was disastrous. It probably still is, because they're still open.
Yeah, they're still there. It's quite a tour to get in and out every now and then.
Oh, I stopped going there because it was so hard to get in and out of there. Now, if there were no cars there, you were good. But if they had cars there, if they had more than four cars, it was hard to navigate that parking lot.
Yeah, it sure was. Well, I got to get off the phone there.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir, Scott.
Bye-bye. Absolutely. Swifty, for a long time up on North Main Street, did pump your gas, and they also had free air for a long time. And I do think they were the next to last station to get rid of free air, but they were not the last. Not the last gas station to get rid of free air. Does anybody remember the last gas station that got rid of free air? And I'll tell you what this other gas station was also known for. The air machine was always broken. Now, I shouldn't say always, because they did have free air. But let's say 60%, no, let's not go that way. Let's say 40% of the time, the air machine was always broken. You would pull up there to get air in your tire, because a lot of people went there because it was free air, and you would grab that hose, and it would say out of order. And it was free air. Does anybody know the last gas station in Marion where you could get free air? Now, this place did not pump your gas. I'll give you that hint. The certified on Main and the Swifty, I think, were the last two that would pump your gas in Marion. But what we're looking for is the last place, the last gas station in Marion that had free air. And they're no longer there, but they did have it for a long, long time. And like I say, it's not prehistoric times. It just went away within the last, it's been in the last 10 years, maybe in the last 5 years. It really hasn't been all that long ago. 5, 6, 7 years, somewhere in that area. But they were the last gas station in Marion that had free air. And if you knew it, you always went there. And the air machine was always busy because they did have free air. And there were a lot of other gas stations around it that were charging for air. So they were always busy because they had the free air. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. To be honest with you, I don't know how they charge for air. I still don't understand that one. I understand how you charge for gas. And I understand how you charge for, like, cleaning your car, which a lot of gas stations have now. They have that hose. But I don't understand how you charge for air. It's just an air compressor in there. I don't know how you charge people. And they charge you a lot for air. It's like $1.50 for air. And the air thing only stays on for, like, minute and a half, something like that, 2 minutes. It's not good. You got to be quick. You know, and I always think about, you know, elderly people who are still are maybe people who have an injury who are trying to fill the air in four tires. Can you get that done in 2, 3, 4 minutes? You know, a minute a tire? I don't know if you can or not. That this whole paying for air thing, there should be an uprising in that. But does anybody remember that? And does anybody know anything about Zeus Tire just filling your tires for free? I don't know. They might. But, and I also would be interested to know if anybody has a theory on why I have one tire that continues to lose air. And it's the same tire. The other three tires are fine and have been fine since I got the car back on New Year's Eve. I don't understand it. 740-383-9944. So we'll keep that out there. And if anybody can guess or know anything about that, as far as the air goes, we'll talk about that as the morning goes on. Now, here is... Well, let me talk about this other stuff real quick, and then we'll get to the ugliness of the morning that started yesterday. I am not... To be honest with you, I am not a big selfie person. I really don't take selfies. I don't post selfies. Just not something I do. People who do, that's fine. Good for them. But yesterday, Well, I'll tell you how this all started. At the end of last summer, I had a pair of sunglasses that broke. And I think the earpiece fell off or something. So I needed a new pair of sunglasses. And I was looking. And for some reason, all the sunglasses that I would find, I did not like. I didn't like the way they were shaped. I didn't like the way they looked when you looked through them. Because I like the sunglasses that are lighter. You know, that don't, they're not so big and they fit on your face kind of, they're not heavy. They don't take up like half your face. Some people like the big sunglasses, and some people wear sunglasses all year round now. And I've noticed a lot of people, especially girls, use sunglasses as like a, what did it used to be called on the top of their head? They put that thing on the top of their head to keep their hair back. It's not a hair tie. Well, what were those things called that people would put on the top of their head? You know, they would squeeze the sides of their head and it would keep their hair back. Gosh, I can't think of what those things were called. Anyway, a lot of girls now will use sunglasses as that. They have sunglasses on the top of their head. If it's raining and dark, they've still got the sunglasses on the top of their head. Apparently, that's a look. I had no idea, but apparently that's a look that a lot of people like. But I'm getting away from where I headbands, that's what they were called. You think I would have picked up on that, headbands. So yesterday I happened to be out here in August after looking for a pair of sunglasses for about 3 months, and I find a pair of sunglasses I finally want. Couldn't believe it when I saw them in the store. And I went up and I asked the lady how much they were, and they were really inexpensive, so I bought them. And what I wanted to do was come home and make a joke of it and say, you know, I've been looking for sunglasses all summer long, and here I find them in August as we're getting toward the end of summer. And I thought, well, you know, maybe I should put a picture of the sunglasses up there with the post, you know, to kind of prove that it's not a joke and that I did buy the sunglasses. So I ended up taking a picture of me with the sunglasses on. And, you know, boy, that has gotten a lot of attention on Facebook. A lot of likes, a lot of comments. I don't know why, but I might start wearing sunglasses all the time. Maybe from now on, I'll just wear sunglasses all day long. I'll become one of those people. And maybe I'll start taking selfies now, too. Because apparently a picture will get a lot more attention than words. Isn't that strange how that can happen? A picture gets a lot more attention than words. I don't know if that's self-affirming or what that is, but who knows? That was a thing yesterday. Okay, got that out of the way. Now, oh, and I got an iPhone yesterday, too. Well, I've had this iPhone. I just haven't activated it. I got the iPhone quite a while ago. Oh, I'm getting a message here. Is the sun not out in the winter? Well, that is true. The sun is out in the winter. So I guess I can use these sunglasses all year round. I guess. But I haven't had any sunglasses since last summer. So go figure about that whole situation. Now, you know what's interesting? The person who's messaging me right now didn't say anything about the sunglasses until just right now. Now, did person out there messaging me on Facebook, did you see the sunglasses picture? You didn't comment. You didn't like it. You didn't want to be in that? Yeah, the snow and the sun is bright. That'll reflect right off your eyes, cause all kinds of problems. Because this person who's messaging me right now is telling me that I guess I can wear these in the winter as well. I'll just keep them in the car and wear them all the time. I'll be like Whoopi Goldberg. You know, she's always got sunglasses on. I don't know why. I don't know if she's got some kind of eye issue. But Whoopi Goldberg always has sunglasses on. I don't know if it's just the look or what it is. They're saying they're a bad person because they never like anything on Facebook. I don't know about that, but it would have been nice if you would have commented or liked something there. Everybody else was on the sunglasses picture. Okay, now let's get to the iPhone. So I got this iPhone, and honestly, it's just been sitting in the box. Well, yesterday I decided I'm going to get into this iPhone, and I'm going to figure it out, and I'm going to get it hooked up, and I'm going to get this thing moving in the right direction. So I have this iPhone hooked up, and now here's the thing. It's addicting. It's heavily addicting to have this iPhone because there is so much you can do with it. Now, here's what I'm doing, though. Like, today I left it at home because it is so addicting. I didn't want to have it sitting here and, like, have bells and whistles going off and my attention be diverted because I'm constantly looking at the iPhone. And I'm always getting these alerts now on the iPhone for weather and anything going on. So these iPhones can be very addicting. I understand what the kids and people are going through now and why people are texting and driving. I wish they wouldn't do that. But these things are very, very addicting, and I found that out yesterday. It really is something. Let's see here. My high school kids yell at me all the time for not liking stuff. Well, I think you should go back now, and I think you should like my picture. It's never too late. It's still there on Facebook. I think you should like it, and I think you should comment on it. I think that's the way to go, the person who's messaging me here. I think that's the only way to fix this particular situation. But has anybody out there gotten an iPhone and just found that it's very addicting? Give me a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Has anybody found that this is a real addiction shaping up? The old iPhone addiction that's going on right now. But as I say, I'm able in a way to overcome the addiction because I did leave the iPhone at home. I left it on the charger this morning on the desk. So it's not with me. It's not in the car. It's not anywhere near where I am now. So I think I've overcome the iPhone addiction. But boy, those things, I can understand why people get heavily wrapped up into those. All right, let's see here. We're getting another message. Oh, I'll be hooked in a week. And also, apparently, somebody did their good deed for the day. See, I don't know what that means. What's the good deed for the day? Oh, the person liked my picture. That's nice. All right, that's good. Yeah, well, yeah, the iPhone can be addicting. There's no doubt about it. I'll give you that 100%. The iPhone is heavily addicting, and the person who I'm talking to right now just liked my picture on Facebook, so that's awful nice as well. I probably have to get in some kind of support group for this whole iPhone thing, to be honest with you. Has anybody learned yet the last gas station in Marion that had free air? Has anybody figured that one out yet? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Here's another thing I want to talk about this morning. Now, last year, many of you know that I had a guest on the show who I think is the greatest actress. Now, she's not a hugely well-known actress, but she is somewhat well-known because she's done a lot of movies for Hallmark. She's had television series. She's been on very, you know, popular television series. Her name is Ashley Williams. Now, Ashley Williams was, let's see here. Ashley Williams, I think her movie last year that she was on here in late November because she had a holiday movie on Hallmark called Holiday Hearts. Now, Ashley Williams, I first came across her because she was on a television series called Good Morning Miami in the early 2000s that I really liked. But she ended up coming on the show last year, and she ended up talking about this movie Holiday Hearts, and she's been in a lot of Hallmark movies, and she was a regular on a television series called How I Met Your Mother, and just a really good actress. Like her a lot. Now, she hasn't been on since, but here's the thing with Ashley Williams, and I told her this when she was on the air. I think she's kind of like my celebrity crush. You know how you have one of these celebrity crushes? You really think that this person is the greatest thing in the world. And I told her that on the air. So we've kind of stayed in touch since she was on the show last year. And we've done emails and things like that. Well, I thought, wouldn't it be good to get her on during this pandemic to find out what actors and actresses are doing and just how somebody of her age is getting along. I know she's got kids and so on and so forth. So I thought, well, I'll email Ashley and see if I can get her on the show. And I did email her, and she is going to come on the show, I believe, next week. It'll either be next week or the week after next. But we have Ashley Williams booked to come back on the show, and that's going to be a lot of fun. But let me tell you how nice she is. Now, I hope this is not insider information. But when she signs her emails, she signs it XX. Now, I think this comes back to X's and O's. You remember when you used to sign your little messages when you were a kid, X's and O's? But I can't remember what X's meant. What did X's mean? Now, I think O's were hugs. Or were O's kisses? What were X's? But I know people used to sign letters with X's and O's. As a matter of fact, I think there was even a song at one point about X's and O's. But that's how she signs her letters. She'll say, Scott, yes, I think I can come on the show next week. That'll be a lot of fun. Ashley Williams, XX. Now, what do you think that means? What does XX mean? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Yeah, I'm being told that X's and O's are hugs and kisses. But does one represent the other? Does one represent something specific and one not? What are X's and what are O's? Because there are no O's in this. It's just XX. What is XX? Does anybody know what that means? Maybe it doesn't mean anything, hugs and kisses at all. Maybe it's like contamination. You know, they put those big X's on bottles. Or moonshine. You know, moonshine bottles have X's on them. So, it's XX. I don't know what that means. That's totally out of my realm. So, I don't know. But it's nice that she's going to be on the show again. She's a great guest. Great actress. I like her a lot, and we'll find out what her life as a working actress has been like during the pandemic. You know, this person's being a little rough this morning. I wish this person would call in. They never call in. I don't know what it is. I think they're scared of the telephone. If we could actually have a conversation on the phone, it would be great. The person, it's Michelle, by the way, who I'm talking to. They don't care if I say the name anymore. But Michelle, why don't you call in right now? Because you seem to have some inside information. Now, she'll come up with an excuse here why she can't call in. I don't think she's called into this show for about 6 months. But call in right now. We've got like 15 minutes left in this hour. I know you're not on your way to work, and you'll give me like 17 reasons why you can't call in. But why don't we just cut out the middleman and call in here right now, because I would like to have this discussion with somebody, because I got a whole lot of stuff to talk about the next hour that may involve you. I know it involves other people. See, I knew she'd say she was exercising. Well, put down the barbell for a second. I mean, you can you have an iPhone, Michelle. You're laying on the floor. You can just dial the number, and you can call us from the exercise position. So give us a buzz here. Give us a call. There's only 15 minutes left in this hour, and we can discuss some of this stuff. I think it's interesting. 740-383-9944. And she also guessed that the Duke Station was the last that had the free air. That's not, to my knowledge, true. I don't think it was the Duke Station. Of course, I don't know what Duke Station you're talking about. I'm not even sure if there are still Duke Stations. I thought all the Duke Stations became BP. Now, I could be wrong about that. Can anybody correct me on that one? 740-383-9944. But we hope you call in before the end of this hour, 46 minutes past the hour, because there are some things at the top of next hour that I do want to get into, because yesterday we got into them, and it turned into a whole hullabaloo, and it took us right up to the top of the hour yesterday, and I really did not get a chance to explain a lot of that, and I feel the need to do that at some point this morning. But no, it's not the Duke Station. Does anybody know the last gas station in Marion that gave free air? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I don't even know, to be honest with you, why you can't call in if you're exercising. She doesn't call in because she likes to listen. Well, I'm not asking you to like be on the phone for an hour. I'm just asking you to call in here for like 10 minutes and answer some of these questions, and then we can move on to the next hour. But there's some stuff we need to talk about this morning. That's all. You don't have to stay on forever, heaven knows. Just give me a buzz, and then we can move on to the next subject. We don't have much time left in this hour anyway. It's 48 minutes past the hour here on a getaway Friday morning. So we'll see if Michelle calls in. You know, yesterday, for a long time, I did not use people's names on this show. And then yesterday, I started using their name again because they said they wanted me to use their name again. So now I'm using names again. So if anybody yells at me, if anybody gets angry at me about this, listen, they told me that it was okay to use their names and to start using their names again, so that's what I'm doing. And we're getting a phone call here. Let's see what this is. This could be highly entertaining. Go ahead, caller.
I think your X's and O's are hugs and kisses.
Now, is that what...
And the X's are your kisses.
So X's are kisses?
Yes.
See, because here's what was interesting about this letter from Ashley Williams, is that it said at the end, Ashley Williams, XX. See, there are no O's in it.
No, well, it's probably a couple kisses.
A couple kisses. Now, why do you think somebody would put a couple kisses in there with no hugs?
That I can't tell you. You have to ask her when you talk to her.
I will. But that's what it is. Hugs, X's yeah. are kisses, and O's are hugs.
I think so.
Oh, okay. Well, how's your morning this morning?
Oh, okay. I'm just getting rolling.
Oh, good. Well, I hope you're enjoying the show this morning.
Oh, we are.
Oh, well, I appreciate it. Thank you for listening.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. X's and O's, hugs, and kisses. I got Kiss Kiss from Ashley Williams. See, you know, now, see, that's, I can deal with that. The Kiss Kiss from Ashley Williams. I don't know what it is about her, because she's not a hugely famous actress. You would think if I was going to have a celebrity crush, it would be on some hugely famous actress. I don't know what it was about her. She reminded me, and she's not like one of these Jennifer Aniston types. She kind of reminds me of like a koala bear. Or something like that. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, Good morning, Scott. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Now, your free air, where you get free air at. Now, you could get free air, I'm almost positive, that you get free air at Myers filling station.
You know, Myers was one of the places I went yesterday. I'll tell you about Meijer. Now, this is interesting. I went there on Wednesday, and they had an out-of-order sign on the machine. And then yesterday, I passed by it, and I did not see the out-of-order sign, so I thought, oh, maybe they've got it fixed. So then I drove over there, and there was still a big piece of duct tape on it, and there was a plastic covering. But I think somebody just stole the out-of-order sign.
Well, what happens with this out-of-order sign? See, somebody's got to turn the pump on. See, they got a pump for that. You know, you've got to pump air from somewhere. You got to get it if it's on at all, whatever. If the pump ain't running, you ain't going to get no air. And put out a commission sign, that's a good way to not bother, not turn their pump on. So if it is known, you ain't gonna get no air. But if it's on, you get air. And they don't, best of my knowledge, they don't charge for no air. But now a lot of places you drive up to the pump, and you gotta put money in before you get in here. And, if you get very much air, it's just like these car washes. You better be ready to use this, whatever it is, this air, car washes. You better be ready to use it, because whenever that thing kicks on, it's using your time, you're using your money. So you got to get with it.
You know, I don't know how I don't know how they get away with charging for air.
Well, it's a cost of them to run it. Excuse me. It's a cost of them to run that pump. So, I mean, what do you get anymore for nothing, especially when it's costing them? You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, that's true. But I miss the guy who used to come out to the car, and he would pump the gas, and he would clean your windows, and he would check the air in your tires. They did away with him.
Yeah, they used to do that. I mean, you used to get service at a gas station.
Yeah, they...
Now, you don't get no service, period, anymore to the gas station, hardly. I mean, like you say, you don't hardly get any air. But the air is back over, you know, away from the pumps. You know, sometimes they don't want to be bothered with, they won't turn the pump on. And, you know, maybe sometimes that pump will run for, or keep the pressure on that hose for, you know, maybe days, maybe, you know. And it's a cost to them to run that pump, plain and simple as that. And I don't, it's not out of order, they just didn't turn the pump on. If the pump ain't running, you ain't gonna get no air. Plain and simple as that. But now, if you drive up and you gotta pay for it, I've done that too before. As soon as you put your money in there, that thing takes off. And you better be ready to put that hose on that whatever you put the air in, because if you don't, it'll run out. You won't get no air. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you know, the thing of it, to be honest with you, that's very interesting to me is that it's the one tire that continuously seems to lose air. Now, they told me that it was the valve rim or the valve stem or whatever it was, and they did fix it back in February, and I have not had any problems up until August, so I don't... You know, I don't think there can be anything in the tire, because I think it would have gone flat by now. So I don't know what's going on.
Well, you know, it could be a few things. you could have a small, it could be leaking very slowly around the rim, or it could be leaking very slowly around the valve stem. And then you could have a small object in your tire, a small one. But over the period of time, it will eventually probably go flat.
Oh, I know, and that's what I'm worried about. If they don't have these air machines fixed before I go flat, because then I'll have to get like a horse and buggy to get to the radio station every day.
It's hard to catch a slow leak. I mean, slow over a period of time. Maybe months you'll have a slow leak, and it's hard to find that. About the only way you can find that is probably take it off the rim, and they could put it in water, and they can find where it's leaking. Chances are they will, but sometimes they won't even get to do that. So. Break it down, clean the rim, and clean it up and pump it back up and put it on and try it again. So, real slow leak. I know I've had the same thing. It'll go for, of course, I've got to pump up my house. I pump my car up if something goes wrong, really. But it can go for, months sometimes it won't go flat, but it'll go down too much pressure or whatever's wrong with it. It just occurs when it's got too much pressure, and then it'll go down to that point, and not enough pressure to make it come out again. So I don't know. A slow leak like you talked about is really hard to find. I mean, you don't know. You drive to the station, and they really don't know either. Unless they break it down and clean it up and put a new valve stem in it and take a good look and see if they can find. I've had gravels. Tars are bad to pick up gravels in your tars,
Right.
And I was on a trip, and I was in a motel room, and I don't know, I got up. I was out in Timbuktu, very few stations open that time of morning, very few stations anyway. But I got up and I had a tar pretty good flat. It was pretty, it's way down. Too flat to drive very very far. And I drove around and asked people, where's the station I can get air or whatever, get a tar fix? Well, there wasn't very many stations around that done any, getting tar fixed anymore. It's kind of far and in between, that. And they happened to tell me at Walmart. Walmart's over there, and they put on tars and so on and so forth. So I went over there, and they you've got a flat tire, yeah, but we don't know. We probably have to break it down, take it off, at least find out what might be wrong with it. And he took that tire off, and he looked, and he looked, and he looked, and looked. Of course, there's gravels in this tire, where it picks up on the highway. And he finally found a gravel, and it punctured that tire. A gravel picked up from a road. Normally, you pick up gravels all the time in the road. Your tire runs around with gravel in them, through it all the time. But it took him forever to find that gravel that punctured that tire. Of all things, gravel picked up off a road. And he fixed that tire, and he never found it. But like I say, it could be a number of things. It could be a gravel in that tire, and only time that it would lose air is when it would run over and meet contact with something that would harden, push that on in a little further. Well, when it went off of that, it...
Are you still there?
But you will, in order to get it completely fixed, if it keeps, go get air in it, and if it goes down, keeps going down, you're going to have it broke down and let them search out and see if they can find what's wrong with it.
I'm going to have to get it checked out today. We're coming up on the break here, but I thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye. Now, we're going to go to break here, and I'm going to have to get in to next hour.
my whole thing now, because we've done the pleasantries during hour number one, the Ashley Williams XX email, which apparently is kiss kiss, and but next hour we're going to have to talk about the Exchange Club today. We're going to have to talk about this whole podcasting business, and we're going to have to talk about a whole lot of other things that we got into yesterday. So I hope the caller who just called in stays with us, because, you know, he was kind of involved in this yesterday, and I want him to comment on some of this, which we're going to come back after the break here, 15 minutes, and talk about this. Stay tuned. Can you still recite Shakespeare?
Yes. Methinks I am a prophet new inspired, and thus expiring to put his rock here.